offer by resurrection power. So just give me a preacher of this truth.
I'd rather hear preaching,
singing, and shouting, where everyone's agreeing, nobody's doubting. I'd rather hear the church lift up the Lord.
I'd rather hear someone
standing,
give him glory.
I'd rather hear a sweet testimony than anything else I hear in this world. So let them sound their anger. The love of God is greater. They can find the answer if we pray.
Oh, how we'd love to win them,
help them find what's missing. Soon we hope they'll join in and say,
I'd rather hear preaching,
singing,
and
shouting, where everyone's agreeing, nobody's doubting. I'd rather hear the church lift up the Lord.
I'd rather hear someone
stand in glory. I'd rather hear a sweet testimony than anything else I hear in this world.
I'd rather hear preaching,
singing, and shouting, where everyone's agreeing, nobody's doubting. I'd rather hear the church lift up the Lord. Hear a sweet testimony than anything else I hear in this world.
I'd rather hear someone
standing,
give him glory.
I'd rather hear a sweet testimony than all the noise I hear in this world. I'd rather hear the church lift up.
It's on their album, Your Story, Greater Vision, I'd Rather Hear Preaching, at number 9. Their hymn-sing friends, the Wisnitz, are at number 8 from their project, He Made a Way, If Not for Christ.
Hi, we're the Wisnitz.
And you're listening to our friend Rodney Baucom right here on The Gospel Greats.
I'd be on a lonely road to nowhere, stumbling through shadows of the night, trying to make my way through the darkness, hopelessly searching for the light.
If not for Christ, if not for grace, if not for one who took the cross and took my place, if not for love that paid the price, I'd never know resurrection life if not for Christ.
I'd still be bound by sin, transgressions, without the blood He shed on Calvary. But now I know the freedom of His mercy. Oh, I wouldn't be standing here redeemed.
If not for Christ, if not for grace, if not for one who took the cross and took my place, if not for love that paid the price, I'd never know resurrection life if not for Christ.
The Lamb of God who gave His life, sent the
featuring the lovely voice of Susan Wisnett, If Not For Christ, at number 8. These are the top 20 songs in Southern gospel music, and we'll continue with the countdown with number 7 in just a moment. I'm Rodney Balcom, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop. Lace up those running shoes. Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination is hosting an outdoor run-walk event on Saturday, May 17th at the Dr. Killian Meyer Building in Richland Center with a quarter-mile kids run, one-mile fun run-walk with a firefighters challenge, 5K and 10K distances. There's something for all abilities. It's about getting active and reducing cancer risk. Register before May 1st to guarantee your event t-shirt. Late registrations are welcome, but shirts are not guaranteed. Register in person at the Grace office above Royal Bank in Richland Center Tuesdays and Thursdays from 11 to 3 or online at walkwithgrace.com. Let's move together for a great cause Saturday, May 17th.
Since 1988, Kinship of Richland County has been matching caring adults with area children ages 5 through 17 who need a little more TLC than they normally receive. After careful screening, volunteers agree to spend at least 1 hour per week for a year with kids who have similar interests. They do things like fishing, baking, and bowling, but the main benefit is the time they spend together. Mentors listen and offer encouragement to help the child discover their own path to a fulfilling future. All that's required is a commitment of time and sincerity. If you're interested in learning more about becoming a volunteer or referring a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Monetary donations are also welcome and can be mailed to Kinship, P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. All gifts are tax deductible and greatly appreciated.
When you hear great tunes on WRCO, remember, it's all possible thanks to the support of Meyer Oil and LP, serving Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties.
43 degrees is where we're at, 8 minutes after the 7 o'clock hour. Thanks for listening to WRCO. Bo Hendricks with you on this Sunday morning. Again, a couple events going on around the area today. The Ithaca Lions Club is hosting that fundraiser for Courtney Richards Hempel, and that is going on from 11 to 2:30 in the Ithaca High School Commons. During that time, you can enjoy a pulled pork sandwich meal, bake sale, and silent auction. Cost for the meal, $15. Also, a 4-H Arts Festival will take place today, and that'll be at the Pine Valley Community Village. Richland County 4-H members will perform at 1:30, and selections include piano solos, poetry presentations, and vocal solos and duets. So if you're looking for a little entertainment today, there you go.
The Gospel Grand.
Welcome back. I'm Rodney Balcom, and we're enjoying the best songs in Southern gospel music, according to the Singing News magazine. We're up to number 7 with a new single from The Inspirations. I hope you can make this statement. I'm not in heaven yet, but my name is already there.
I started out for heaven one day on my knees. I've never seen the gates or walked the golden streets, but somewhere in the pages of the Lamb's Book of Life, I know that my name has safely
heaven, but my name's already there. The book of life was opened by two nail-scarred hands when I knelt at the altar. I was born again. Now I'm an heir to a mansion he has gone to prepare. Makes me shout hallelujah. I know my name's already there. My name's already there. Praise God. Inside the gate, all the glories of that city, one day I will share. I've never been to heaven, but my name's already there. All the glories of that city, one day I will share.
My name's already there. The Inspirations at number 7 from their project, The Legacy Continues. At number 6, Joseph Habedank welcomes his friend Chris Blue. Joseph also tells us about some other friends that are joining him on his spring tour.
But we are so excited to be bringing our autobiography spring tour to 29 different stops in 3 months, the months of March, April, and May. I think we're going to be in like 11 or 12 different states. And I don't think a lot of people realize this, but we actually hired a piano player and a guitar player. They are full-time with me. They've been with me for almost a year. Our piano player, Joshua Thomas, is from Russell Springs, Kentucky. His wife, Abby, and he lived there. They have been such an amazing blessing to our ministry. He's also our tour manager. And then our guitar player is actually our bus driver as well. His name's Anthony Rogers, and he is from Athens, Georgia. He's got a wonderful wife named Sharon and two precious little girls, Riri and Janice. They've brought so much to not only the stage, obviously, to have that kind of energy and just to have live music is amazing. But they've also brought so much to our lives and just our bus life, just being on the road for so many years, just me and Lindsay. It's so nice to have two guys that we can rely on. And we were just talking about it the other day. We could not have hired two better guys. We are so grateful for Anthony and Josh.
That's Joseph Habedank, and here he is with Chris Blue. Jesus Walked In at number 6.
I heard about a sick girl on the other side of town. And I heard about her daddy. Yeah, he's been asking around. Can anybody help her? Anybody, please? Hope was gone with her final heartbeat. But then Jesus walked in, changed everything. When he's in the room, nothing's the same. It looked like the story had come to an end. Oh, but then that's when Jesus walked in. Jesus walked in. Shackles of the choices I made. My heart was a room, a cell with no key. Oh, I thought that I'd never be free.
But then Jesus walked in, changed everything.
The number six song on the Singing News chart, Jesus Walked In. That's Joseph Habedank with Chris Blue. At number five, we enjoy the Booth Brothers with a song that Jim Brady is featured on, Keep Turning Your Eyes on Jesus.
I hear people talking, what's the world coming to? Everything is gone crazy, say they don't know what to do. All I know to tell them is the truth that I found. When the problems start to get you down, keep on turning your eyes on Jesus, looking full in his wonderful face. Just keep turning your eyes on Jesus, let the things of the world fade away. And no matter the question, well, the answer was the same. I know it sounds simple, but I think you will find the only way to leave your troubles behind. Keep on turning your eyes on Jesus, looking full in his wonderful face. Just keep turning your eyes on Jesus, let the things of the world fade away. Looking back at what's in the past, there's a hope that lies before us when we're focused on him, and everything else will grow strangely dim.
Keep turning your eyes on Jesus, the Booth Brothers at number five. Only four songs to go, plus a countdown bonus cut from the Browns coming up when the Gospel Greats continues.
Hi, Garrett here with Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. Sure, we have low prices and guarantees, but what really sets us apart is our service department. Our service team has over 200 years of combined experience ensuring quick turnarounds and top-notch satisfaction. With our newest quality control measures, we're cutting wait times and boosting appointments. Don't wait. Make your appointment today. When it comes to service, we don't mess around. Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do.
Vitesnik Power Sports.
No matter what you're craving, it's always better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For over 100 years, A&W has been crafting that signature flavor with real cane sugar and a secret blend of ingredients that's downright delicious. Whether it's a hot summer day or just time for a treat, nothing hits the spot like A&W root beer. Stop by and sip the tradition. Made fresh and served right. Your hometown A&W is on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Meyer Oil and LP, the unsung heroes behind the scenes at WRCO Studios, keeping the music flowing and the community connected.
The Gospel Greats!
Hello, friend, and welcome back. We're getting close to the peak, and coming up in just a moment, we'll enjoy a countdown bonus cut from the Lamar's Iowa family, the Browns. At number four, the latest from Legacy 5 from their project 25. It's called Bigger on the Inside.
On the corner of South Mount Pleasant and Chestnut Street, that's where the salt of the earth and this town go to meet. If you're not looking for it, you'll probably drive right by it. Ain't much to write home about.
kinda small on the outside,
but it must be bigger on the inside, 'cause it holds so much love. If you need a touch of grace in your life, it's got more than enough.
From the outside, it's just a little bitty church, white siding, one story, kinda boring, no stained grass anywhere.
But it must be bigger on the inside, 'cause all of heaven fits in.
God Almighty stooped so low that the holy would mingle with such common folk. The pews are old and creaking, the altar so threadbare, but every Sunday morning he shows up.
Side. That's Legacy 5 at number 4. In our countdown bonus cut segment, we feature a new song from the Browns. This family from Lamar's, Iowa, has a farm. They run several businesses in town and have a theater that attracts thousands throughout the year. Shelley Brown remembers how they started the family gospel group.
Well, we were just a small family from Iowa. And I had finished singing with a ladies' trio. I sang with them for 10 years. And when they quit, I got a check for $200. And so that January, the year 2000, I took that check, put it in the bank under the name The Browns. And we started singing in the minivan with a little karaoke machine, 4 microphones from Radio Shack, and away we went. We'd sing to anybody who would feed us or smile at us, or as my husband would say, Shelley, you'll sing for anybody who's warm and breathing. And I'm like, you're right. And looking back, you know, Andrew was so little, we wouldn't even let him sing. And we're like, you wait back there by stage and, you know, we'll be done in a little bit. And so, yeah, as when we started out, we were pretty much a kid's choir. But we had a song in our heart, so that didn't matter, you know. And looking back over all these years, it just really amazes me. All the wonderful people we've met and places that we've been able to take the gospel message to through song.
Shelley has taken a step back from singing, and today Andrew, Adam, and Michaela are the face of the Browns. They have a new single from an album that is coming soon. Michaela Brown is out front on the new song, I Know What Jesus Can Do.
Sometimes the steps of my journey lead to roads I'd like to refuse. And the cross that I'm called to carry is heavier than I will.
Jesus can do. That's the Browns. It's a countdown bonus cut here on the Gospel Greats. Hope you enjoyed that. And now back to the countdown at number three. The Tribute Quartet in recent years have been recording a series of classic quartet songs. They are currently on volume three, but for their latest single, they went back to volume one to release a song featuring bass singer Ian Owens, who is a pretty low-down bass singer. Josh Singletary tells us how low.
Well, I think we can all agree that Ian Owens is in a class all to himself as far as bass vocalists are concerned. And you couple that with a great sound system and a great sound engineer, it's truly something to experience. But we were in Washington, Illinois the other night, and we're singing Come On, Let's Go to That Land. He hits that low note at the end, and it literally caused a clip from the sleeve inside of a light fixture to fall off and the sleeve to fall out. I've never witnessed anything like that before in my life. The reaction of the audience and our reaction was that of complete disbelief.
That's Josh Singletary, and here's the Tribute Quartet with Come On, Let's Go to That Land at number three.
Let's go to that land.
Come on, let's go to that land.
Honey, flow, come on,
come on,
come on,
come on.
It's a better land. I know a lot of burning hearts will make us start.
We're trusting
in our God. Come on,
come on,
come on,
come on.
All aboard,
all aboard.
Let's go to that land.
Come on, let's go to that land.
On the singing news chart, that's Come On, Let's Go to That Land, the Tribute Quartet. Coming up, the top two songs in Southern Gospel as we wrap things up on the Gospel Greats.
Hello, this is Marty Richards. On behalf of the Willow Valley United Methodist Church, I invite you to connect with our community and congregation for worship and connectivity. We are a welcoming church that enjoys visitors and guests. If you are searching for a place to belong, come just as you are. Every Sunday, 10:30 a.m. in downtown Ithaca at the Willow Valley United Methodist Church.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
Meyer Oil and LP, the unsung heroes behind the scenes at WRCO Studios, keeping the music flowing and the community connected.
Lace up those running shoes. Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination is hosting an outdoor run-walk event on Saturday, May 17th at the Dr. Killian Meyer Building in Richland Center with a quarter-mile kids run, one-mile fun run-walk with a firefighters challenge, 5K and 10K distances. There's something for all abilities. It's about getting active and reducing cancer risk. Register before May 1st to guarantee your event t-shirt. Late registrations are welcome, but shirts are not guaranteed. Register in person at the Grace office above Royal Bank in Richland Center Tuesdays and Thursdays from 11 to 3 or online at walkwithgrace.com. Let's move together for a great cause Saturday, May 17th.
You're listening to The Gospel Greats here on WRCO. We're at 43 degrees in Richland Center. The Brewers have been not so hot as of late, dropping four in a row. They are now under the 500 mark, sitting at 13-15, losing yesterday 6-5 against the St. Louis Cardinals. They're really only a half game ahead of them in the standings right now, as the two teams will go head-to-head again today with a 1:15 first pitch time. You can hear that game on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. The Milwaukee Bucks will be back in action this evening, taking on Indiana, as they got the win in their last head-to-head, and they're still down in the series 2-1, but hopefully they can get another win and tie the series up tonight. That is an 8:30 tip-off time. Today, St. Philip's Church near Rolling Ground will be holding a pancake breakfast from 7:30 to 11. A free will offering will be accepted. Carryouts will be available by calling 624-5498. Mass will be held at 9. Looking at the forecast today, may see some patches of sun later, but a slight chance for some light showers or sprinkles this morning. Highs in the mid-60s. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, 30% chance for scattered thunderstorms late, lows of 50, southeast winds 8 to 14. Monday, highs in the mid to upper 70s, partly cloudy, 30% chance for scattered thunderstorms in the early morning, and then again late at night. And then on Tuesday, look for clouds gradually mixing with sunshine, highs of only 60. Winds are out of the west at 3, and we're at 43 degrees.
The Gospel Great.
Hello, friend, and welcome back. Our number one song is coming up at number 2, edging up 2 spots from last month. It's the Lefevre Quartet. Mike Lefevre talks about the song.
One of the main things that attracted us to the song, Things We Cannot Change, is the positive message. As Christians, we deal with things every day that we don't necessarily expect, but through Jesus Christ, He has equipped us to deal with these things. And so I love this song. It's a positive message. It's all about Jesus.
That's Mike Lefevre, and here is the Lefevre Quartet from their project Nobody Like Jesus, The Things We Cannot Change.
Through all the things that we cannot change, He is the one who always stays the same. He is the light when it's hard to see. He is our strength when we are weak. He is our hope when our hope is gone. He is our right when it all feels wrong. He is the one truth that remains through the things we cannot change. When circumstance takes us by surprise, long before we even realize, God is standing there beside us all the time. Time. Through all the things that we cannot change, He is the one who always stays the same. He is the light when it's hard to see.
He is our strength when we are weak. He is our hope when our hope is gone. He is our right when it all feels wrong. He is the one truth that remains through the things we cannot change. Cannot change. He is the one who always stays the same. He is the light when it's hard to see. He is our strength when we are weak. He is our hope when our hope is gone. He is our right when it all feels wrong. He is the one truth that remains through the things we cannot change. For every storm that comes our way, for every trial that we've yet to face, through every question, every fear, through every struggle, every tear.
The things we cannot change. That's the Lefevre Quartet at number two.
Number one.
The top song on the singing news chart comes from the Triumphant Quartet. Have you ever wondered how they got started? David Sutton fills in some of the details.
Eric and myself and Jeff Stice at the time were with the Kingdom Heirs at Dollywood. We had met Louise Mandrell. Louise Mandrell had a theater there in Pigeon Forge during that time. A good friend of ours, Barry Gibbs, helped Louise start a praise and worship service on Sunday mornings. Basically, it was a service for all the tourists in the area to come to, just kind of come as you are. Well, that thing really took off, and she would have 700 to 1,000 people there on Sunday mornings.
Wow.
Well, Barry knew me and Eric and Jeff and Clayton, and he would come to us and say, hey, guys, I need somebody to just come in and lead the music on Sunday morning. Can you come over and do two or three songs? So we as individuals started going over there. We would take turns and just sing two or three songs, you know, get the audience singing and just having some worship music for the program. So during that time, we got to know Louise and we got to know Sandy Weiss, which was the general manager of the theater at that time. Well, the Blackwoods were actually at the theater at that time. Well, they had just left and went to a different theater in town. So Louise, it was a morning show. A morning gospel music show. She wanted to keep a quartet there. She loved gospel music, thought it was just a great thing for the community, for the theater. I think Sandy originally approached Eric about the possibility of forming a new group to put in there. And Eric basically said, don't really know of anybody, and told her that a few different times. And finally she said, well, what about you guys putting a group together? And I think you originally told her absolutely no.
Mm-hmm.
We're happy, we're content where we are. And as time went on, her and Louise kept pushing the issue. So finally myself and Eric and Jeff said, you know what, we'll pray about this. And she said, will you at least sit down and have a conversation with me? So the three of us, along with Sandy and along with Louise, sat down one day and just started discussing the idea of forming a group to put in her theater. I can honestly say if there's something that I know that was prayed over, this thing was prayed over.
That's David Sutton. The number one song in gospel music comes from the Triumphant Quartet from their project, God is Listening, Big Old Stone.
You are more than the sum of your mistakes.
Don't be haunted by the ghost of yesterday. For he has lifted every burden, every shame. Why you carrying it all around, child? Stop carrying it all around. You keep trying to be good. But grace has finished what you've misunderstood. He has purchased all your efforts never could. Why you trying to break free? 'Cause you're already free.
If you believe there's an empty grave and that big old stone been rolled away, lift your hands in victory. And if the sun has set you free, child, you are free, free indeed. Lift your hands in victory. This is your victory.
Places where you hide. He is patient, our Father, he is kind. Oh, child, he loves you and his arms are open wide. What are you waiting for? Tell me, what are you waiting for?
If you believe there's an empty grave and that big old stone been rolled away, lift your hands in victory. Set you free, child, you are free, free indeed. Lift your hands in victory. This is your victory. Hey, yeah, this is your victory. Hey, yeah.
You can't outdo what he has done, no matter how far you've run. The wicked curse is overcome.
You can't outdo what he has done. No matter how far you've run, the wicked curse is overcome.
No, you can't outdo what he has done. No matter how far you've run, the wicked curse is overcome.
The Triumphant Quartet at number one. And that wrap things up for the Gospel Greats today. All of the music that we've enjoyed is available at singingnewsstore.com. Again, that's singingnewsstore.com. If you'd like to make a request for a future program, you can call our 24-hour request line at 1-800-452-1473. Again, that's 1-800-452-1473. Maybe tell us why the song is such a blessing to you. We'd love to hear that story. Again, that number, 1-800-452-1473. Coming up next week, our featured artist will be the Oklahoma-based quartet, Master's Voice.
I've always had good guys, Rodney, but this group that I have now is probably the best one I've ever had.
Master's Voice, coming up next week. I'm Rodney Balcom. Thank you for listening today. Remember, the gospel is the good news. Let's all strive to know him and to make him known. And we'll look for you again next week right here, Lord willing, with more of the Gospel Greats. We'll be right back.
the cross of Christ represents suffering, we can also look at it as a new beginning and fresh hope for salvation when we call upon Christ's name. Your friends at Park Street Christian Church invite you to attend in person Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for fellowship, 9:30 for Sunday school for all ages, and 10:30 for worship. You can also watch them and like them on their Facebook page. Begin anew where the cross shines brightly every evening.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
It's Macy's Friends and Family Sale. Hurry in for insider deals on must-have spring styles from your favorite brands, like an extra 30% off new dresses, handbags, and accessories from Karl Lagerfeld Paris, Donna Karan New York, Avec LaVie, and more. Plus, get 15% off fragrances, beauty, and skincare, too. It's not only the best time to shop for yourself, it's also the best time to shop early for Mother's Day. Don't miss Friends and Family starting tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Lace up those running shoes. Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination is hosting an outdoor run-walk event on Saturday, May 17th at the Dr. Killian Meyer Building in Richland Center with a quarter-mile kids run, one-mile fun run-walk with a firefighters challenge, 5K and 10K distances. There's something for all abilities. It's about getting active and reducing cancer risk. Register before May 1st to guarantee your event t-shirt. Late registrations are welcome, but shirts are not guaranteed. Register in person at the Grace office above Royal Bank in Richland Center Tuesdays and Thursdays from 11 to 3 or online at walkwithgrace.com. Let's move together for a great cause Saturday, May 17th.
Meyer Oil and LP, the unsung heroes behind the scenes at WRCO Studios, keeping the music flowing and the community connected.
Singing with the saints on the streets of gold, over in glory land. Oh yes, over in glory land. Someday soon I will wake up to find the troubles and cares of this life are behind. I'll be singing with the saints on the streets of gold, over in glory land. Oh yes, over in.
I will sing the song.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 9 people are dead. A number of others were hurt after someone drove a vehicle through a street festival in one of Canada's largest cities.
The bloodshed at closing time, just after 8 p.m. in Vancouver, British Columbia, north of Seattle, at the street festival where hundreds of Filipinos were celebrating Lapu-Lapu Day, a holiday that honors their heritage. Police arresting a lone suspect, a 30-year-old man from Vancouver.